If you have been on the roller coaster of restrictive diets over the years, labeling certain foods as bad and internalizing harmful beliefs about eating habits, please know that you are not alone. I know the frustration that stems from this cycle, how it can leave you feeling trapped, discouraged, or disconnected from the joy that food should bring you. And it's not your fault. There's a lot of misinformation out there, and there's a lot of pressure to jump onto quick fixes. Plus, there are unrealistic images of wellness often promoted in the media. I'm here to tell you today that it is time to release those negative associations with food and embrace a new narrative, one that empowers you to nourish your body and soul without guilt or over-restriction. This is the beginning of a three-part series that's a wellness journey together toward liberation, where food becomes a source of pleasure, energy, and vitality, guiding you toward a path of lasting well-being. Hey there, and welcome to Be Well with Steph, the podcast. This is the show for you if you believe that personal wellness can be an actively pursued goal, and you're ready to tackle building healthier daily habits with a little bit of good humor, a little bit of grace, and a little bit of coffee. I'm Steph, I'm your wellness and nutrition coach and your host, and I want to make it really clear. You're not expected to be or live perfectly here. Lord knows I don't. After battling diet culture and then learning to navigate the world of wellness culture myself, I know a few things are true. One, it doesn't have to be complicated to be effective. Two, you are capable of creating a lifestyle you love. And three, you have everything you need to start doing that today inside your own beautiful self. On this show, we'll talk about nourishing yourself, moving your body, getting a good night's sleep, caring for your mental health, being in community, and maintaining day-to-day practices that make you feel good. I'm here to help empower you to create and maintain a lifestyle of wellness that gives you the strength, energy, and confidence to go after your wildest dreams. I believe that one of the first steps in building any relationship with anyone or anything starts with cultivating an awareness of that thing. That's mindfulness. Mindfulness in eating doesn't just begin the moment the food touches your lips. It actually starts long before that, from the very moment that you start thinking about what to eat, or maybe even what to buy. This is a crucial aspect that we usually overlook when we're thinking about healthy eating, but it really does set the tone for our entire eating experience and the way we view it and the way we feel about it. So I have for you right now 5 steps that you can use to start to integrate mindfulness from the very beginning of your journey with food. The first tip is intention setting. Before deciding what to eat, just take a moment to set an intention for your meal. Consider briefly what your body truly needs. Does it need nourishment after a workout? Does it need fuel or energy for a long day? Does it need comfort, simplicity, familiarity, excitement? Maybe a combination of these things. Reflect for a minute about what food choices are truly going to serve your well-being at that time. Number 2 is start to engage your senses. As you think about what to eat, consider the flavors that would taste good to you, colors that are visually appealing, textures that are different or exciting to eat. Instead of letting your mind kind of default to your habitual choices, your habitual meals, and not take those things into consideration that might bring you more joy and pleasure in your eating, take a moment to explore new options. Think about new things that might go together or ideas you've never tried, along with what's going to align with your intention for what your body needs in nutrition or desires in flavor and texture. A little bit of thought can go into this, and it isn't just about what's going to taste good here or I have to eat because I have to eat. Your senses can do so much in enriching your experience and your relationship with food. The third tip for mindfulness is checking in with your hunger. Before you make a meal or before you sit down to eat, do a quick pause and check in with your actual hunger level. Are you ravenously hungry, moderately hungry, or just like slightly peckish or snacky? Because this awareness is going to help you make choices that satisfy your body's needs without overindulging or undernourishing. Sometimes even if I feel a little tinge of hunger, I find myself saying, oh my gosh, I'm starving. In reality, I might just need a normal actual meal and I'm not starving at all. Fourth tip for mindfulness is to avoid external influences. We want to try to make our food choices free from external pressures like diet trends, what people say we should eat, what people are necessarily eating on social media, social expectations for the types of foods that are eaten at different times of day, emotional triggers, and things that stressors that are happening in our environment and in the world around us that might influence our food choices. Food that's easily accessible, fast food, places we're driving by, the things at the end cap at the supermarket. Those are all things that are external influences that are trying to tell us what we should eat. We want to slow down, remember our intentions, think about how hungry we are, and connect with your own inner wisdom to make choices that truly resonate and serve you and your body's needs. Tip number five is just to keep some gratitude for the choices that you make. When you make your final meal choice and you're sitting down to eat, it's good to feel gratitude for having the opportunity to make that choice, for having the opportunity to nourish your body well. This little shift in perspective can be so powerful because instead of it offering us stress or feelings of negativity or feelings of unworthiness when we eat, that perspective can really turn our meals and our decision-making into acts of self-care, self-love, appreciation, and gratitude for the resources, abundance, and privilege that we have in making our food choices. I just want to pause for a quick minute to invite you to a special free workshop. It's called Three Simple Ways to Get in Control of Your Health. It's no longer just about health goals. It's about creating a healthy lifestyle. It's not just about nutrition or exercise, but it's about being in control of your wellness. That control over your own well-being brings an increase in the self-confidence that you need to go after what you want in life, and the energy and the self-awareness to make those dreams happen. Now, this workshop is for you if you're tired of feeling defeated. You want to learn how to set health goals that are realistic and achievable for your life and your abilities. You want to make being healthy feel simpler. It doesn't have to be complicated to be effective. You just need the right routines and systems and a few mindset shifts. You're ready to feel in control of your health. No more stressing over food, no more trends, no more letting the day run you. You are capable of creating a healthy lifestyle that you love. Now, in this workshop, we'll get really clear about what it is that you want when it comes to your health. I'll even send you a free worksheet that you can use to help guide you through the workshop and be ready to take action. You'll walk away from this with simple, actionable steps to then start making healthy changes feel simpler and actually getting more in control of those goals and your health on a day-to-day basis. You'll be able to watch and re-watch the workshop as many times as you want to really get it to sink in. And as a bonus exclusive to this workshop, I'll be offering a discount on my signature online course, Eat Well with Steph, that you can only get by doing this workshop. So if you are ready to engage in this powerful experience of getting really clear about your goals and getting in control of your health once and for all, you can go to bewellwithsteph.com/get in control and sign up there. That's bewellwithsteph.com/get in control. Now let's start creating a healthy lifestyle that you love. Now, if you're feeling like, okay, Steph, this is great, great ideas, but I'm really busy. I have a lot of decisions to make and I don't always have the time to do this. So like, I don't know how important it is for me and my relationship with food. I'm going to give you a few ways that incorporating mindful eating is more than like a technique on a podcast, that it's really a mindset around our food and around our health. because it encourages you to be present with what you're eating, to be intentional about it, and to tune into our own sensations of hunger and fullness. It's kind of about letting go of that rush and chaos of our everyday life, even if just for a moment, so that we can carve out space for ourselves and our health and our well-being and truly nourish ourselves well. So let me give you just a few benefits of this mindful eating if you still aren't convinced. Enhanced awareness. Mindful eating really cultivates our awareness of our body's signals, our body's cues. If you've been dieting for a long time, you may start to confuse or have lost sight of what those hunger and fullness cues are. You may find it difficult to differentiate between hunger cues and stress cues or tired cues or thirsty cues. So paying attention to our awareness helps us to give our bodies what it actually needs. From a health or physiological point, it also improves the way that we consume our food. It improves our digestion when we chew more thoughtfully and carefully. We help with nutrient absorption because we're breaking down our food a little bit better. It helps us keep and manage an appropriate weight for our body because we're eating in honor of our hunger and fullness cues. We're eating for our personal satisfaction, not accidentally overeating because we're not paying attention or thinking, oh, these are the portions I'm supposed to eat, and undereating. So it really gives us that appropriate amount of food for our bodies. When we're being mindful about eating, we're also changing our environment a little bit. We're creating environment and choices around food that are more peaceful, that are more reflective. So if you are feeling busy and stressed and mealtimes is just one other thing that you have to think of, maybe you can view mindful eating as a way to find a moment of calm and actually reduce your stress that you can carry into the next part of your day. Being mindful in taste and texture and flavor and trying new things can also bring back some enjoyment in meals. If you've been dieting for a long time, or if you always try new trends, you may start to feel like food is like we said, stressful or overwhelming, or that the joy has come out of it because you've been eating the same pre-prescribed things for a while. Being mindful of taste and texture and flavor can start to put that enjoyment back in food, and that improves our relationship too. All of this is strengthening the connection between your mind and your body, which perfects that relationship, which builds new relationships, which helps you to feel better about yourself and the way you're caring for yourself. And your body is going to respond to that better than it's going to respond to any sort of dietary quick fix. I have so many more tips about mindful eating that I could share with you here, but I don't want all of the tips and numbering and everything, the lists, to get lost in your listening. I want you to really be able to use and apply them if you think that they would be helpful. So there's going to be a link in the show notes of this episode. I want you to head on over and give it a listen. You can also go to the blog or give it a look. You can also go right on bewellwithsteph.com/blog and look for the title of this, which was Healing Your Relationship with Food, Part 1, Our Mindful Beginnings. And you can find those lists there. So over on the blog, we've included other things for you, like creating a mindful meal environment in your home and things like limiting distractions. We've talked about mindful bites and how, you know, talking about chewing in depth can seem a little bit silly, but there really are so many benefits to slowing down the way that we eat. So we have some tips for doing mindful chewing. And also some more information about connecting with your hunger and fullness cues. Like I said, people who've kind of been on the roller coaster or the diet train for a while have been, what I often find is they've been following other people's plans for what to eat, when to eat, how much to eat, and have lost some of that connection with what is my body telling me I actually need. So if that sounds like you, I've got some tips also in this post of the benefits of honoring your body's cues and how to practice honoring your hunger and fullness again. There's also a beautiful quote. I struggle with how to pronounce this name, so I'm going to butcher it, but I think that it is Thich Nhat Hanh. If I mess that up, I'm so sorry. But the quote is, mindful eating is an opportunity to return to yourself. It is a practice that you can deeply nourish and heal you. Read that again. Mindful eating is an opportunity to return to yourself. It is a practice that can deeply nourish and heal you. And that's what this is all about. noticing that food is a way that we're going to show love and respect to our bodies, a way that we're going to care for ourselves. There are also some tips on that blog post about that idea of the gratitude of food and how we can begin to practice gratitude while we eat and the serving of our own bodies through this nourishment process, which is really such a beautiful thing. There are so many tips and resources available to you for improving your relationship with food, but I really just want you to remember that building a positive relationship with food is a crucial aspect for your overall well-being and your long-term sustainable health goals. And that means shifting away from restrictive diets and instead adopting a more balanced, mindful, intuitive approach to eating. This journey is about empowering you to become the curator of your own well-being. It's about listening to your body, what it's whispering to you each day as you move through that busy life, and responding to our bodies with kindness, not with punishment or over-restriction. It is about learning to discern between genuine hunger and other triggers and emotions, and learn to nourish ourselves in ways that honor both our physical and emotional needs. I hope that you have enjoyed part one of healing your relationship with food. Be sure to check in next week for part two. And you can always either leave a comment on the website at bewellwithsteph.com/podcast. You can ask a follow-up question to this. Make sure you've checked out the blog post that goes along with this for all those extra tips. And of course, I'm hanging out on Instagram, so you can always go over and share your thoughts and questions with me there. Look forward to chatting with you guys again soon. Thank you so much for listening to Be Well with Steph, the podcast. When there are a million things that you could be doing, I appreciate your choosing to hang out here. And I am proud of you for continuing to work on your own wellness journey. I invite you to head over to bewellwithsteph.com for the details from this episode, my blog, upcoming events, and lots of other resources. If you enjoyed today's show, I'd love to hear from you. I'm Be Well With Steph everywhere you like to hang out on social media, so come on over and say hi. Until next time, my friends, be well. Drop it down.